You are listening to Roundtable. Summer vacation is peak time for college students to gain some work experience. Interns receive their first glimpse into the workplace. The really capable interns may even get a job offer after the internship ends. But if the company doesn't pay you, would you still want to continue the internship? Let's look at this survey of summer interns this year.
Sure. So the China University Media Alliance conducted the survey across the country on the issue of internships, and the result shows that 85% of the 700 college students who took the survey normally take internships during their summer vacation, and 40% of them saying that they don't receive any payment during the internships. And also 77% of them saying that it's worthy to take the unpaid internships. So Ryan, would you take a job like that?
I would take an internship. Oh, God, I would have gone back in time much sooner and started, to tell you the truth. I mean, first of all, you get skills. Hopefully you get skills. That's what a good internship gives you. Not money, but the skills to be able to, A, know if you want to do the job, so you don't continue to invest in an education, maybe in a field you don't want to do, and B, maybe, you know, to get at least know the kind of work that will be expected of you so you can kind of make your studying cater to that, right? More practical. Also, you know, some people, you know, it surprised me that so many people were looking for pay because I feel like it's understood in the U.S. Like, you get to work for me. Like, we get to put up with your existence while we're trying to do our X, Y, and Z. Like, you're in the way. Make no mistake. But these people are taking time and not getting paid extra to teach you maybe skills they've learned and acquired through the hard way, okay? So realize that, and I would say be grateful. Also, yeah, so this is allowing growth before it matters, right? You will come into the competition against fellow employees knowing what's expected of you and being able to knock it out of the park. But some people are saying, you know, it's too expensive to do an internship. I don't really sympathize with that because when I was doing my internship, I was also holding down two jobs during the summer. So, I mean, I had to make a schedule that was so stressful. And I remember I would be like telling my dad all the time, Dad, you know, I can't do this. I remember it was a crazy amount of hours that I was always working one way or another. And he's like, Ryan, don't look at the short term. Look at the long term. Play the long game. So, guys, play the long game. Do what I think ever needs to be done to make sure you take internships. Because remember, that's going to be the equalizer between maybe somebody who went to maybe a better college or X, Y, and Z. You got experience. You know the job.
Yes. And I'd like to say, actually, it depends on what kind of job you're doing on the internship position, because sometimes some companies are just treating interns as like cheap or even free labors. They ask you to type in some numbers or data. They ask you to go get the delivery. If that's the case, you're not necessarily learning anything. So you can quit if you want. They're not paying you anyway. But if you're on a job where your future job might be similar to and you're learning important skills, I would say that maybe not paying is not that big a problem. None of my internships paid me.
Right. And actually, if you're a student, legally, you have a civil contract with your employer for your internship. They don't have to pay you, okay? It's only maybe after you've graduated college that you maybe have some kind of internship post-graduation. That's a labor contract, and in which case, it is up to you to negotiate your payment with the company, but you should be getting paid on those lines. Guys, I just think, like I said, it can't be understated. Get as much experience as you can. It's going to be hard, but this is where the later in life, the harder you work, pays off.
Yeah, that is a very good point, and I certainly do agree that a contract needs to exist, and sometimes it doesn't, so when you don't have that piece of paper to protect you that is legally binding, then that does become a problem. And if the employer is not willing to sign the contract with you, then it probably says something about that company or organization that you're working for. But there's one thing that I would beg to differ from what Neil Holian was saying earlier. That is, even if you're just being asked to collect photocopies or doing something that's very repetitive and you don't see any meaning in it, but often your superior is testing you and sometimes
oh, that's
seeing
true.
if you can't even do the basic of basics, why would I give you another chance to do something a little bit more complicated?
Yeah, and remember, guys, you know, this is how they sift out. Everybody's getting a college degree these days. Everybody's doing X, Y, and Z. This is the new way to sift out the people who want it bad enough to work without getting paid. Look at the long term. The long game.
Play the long game. That's what we do on Roundtable. That's it for today's show. Bye-bye, everybody.